This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
As we all know, Hurricane Dorian has hit the Bahamas. It's now sitting off the coast of Florida in the US. And someone who I imagine might have been biting her nails a little bit and probably praying a bit too is Emma Mullings in Miami. We talk to Emma each week about her family's move to the US, but this week we just wanted to check in, touch base, make sure they're all okay. Hi, Em.
Hello.
How are you guys doing? How are you feeling?
We are good. We are good. We are waiting. There's very regular updates every couple of hours. We're waiting. We're prepared-ish. And there's just a lot of rain at the moment. So, yeah, we're good so far.
Okay. So are you all ready to go, Em? Have you got your hurricane shutters on?
We have a quarter of them on, and that was an event in itself, okay? So probably three-quarters of our street has hurricane shutters on. We were renting and there were no screws left here to put the hurricane shutters on, so we literally spent 2 days driving around every hardware store, which are all packed, by the way, with people. Mm. And all the kinds of screws that we need are sold out everywhere, so you're talking to the realtor, talking to the owner who lives in Venezuela, trying to source the screws. And eventually the owner did source them, but just doesn't want to pay for them. So we actually got them to put in writing that that was the case in case there's damage to the house.
Okay.
But look, I honestly think that we will be okay. We had to do some things like take down the trampoline. I'm not sure if the pool fence will make it, which we just paid for, even though we are renting, but we have two babies. So, you know, there's a few things like that. I'm not sure how it's all going to go. But anyway, fingers crossed.
Okay. And are you like a reasonable distance from the coast? Do you have to be concerned about storm surges or anything like that?
Yeah, look, we're inland. Our closest beach is 30 minutes drive.
Okay.
So we're not too worried. We have been told to prepare to lose power for a few days. I'm not too worried about flooding, but I don't really, I have no idea. I've never even seen a hurricane, so I really have no idea. But
the girl from Ipswich hasn't seen a hurricane before.
Yeah. We're just following the list. We've got torches, we've got canned food and water, which was an event in itself.
Okay. Do you have a bathtub to fill up?
Yes, we have a bathtub to fill up, and we have been told to fill the bath because you lose water as well.
Yeah. Now, I lived in cyclone-prone North Queensland for a while, and people were fairly calm about cyclones. They were kind of like, oh, yeah, just taking this in our stride. Are people in Miami quite sort of used to this situation? Are they quite calm about it all, or is there a bit of sort of panic?
Look, it's honestly very funny. It's really 50-50. So there's so many memes about people in Miami and how, you know, they really don't do anything until it's an hour out and they know it's going to hit. Because they're in September, it's hurricane month, so there are a lot of warnings. However, they've never had a Category 5 on the way. Mm. So it is a bit of a joke that people, wait to the last minute to do things. In saying that, the gas stations are out of gas, petrol stations, as we call them in Australia, are out of petrol, and the shops are now out of water. And I was very calm because I was looking at the Floridians, we call them, the Florida people, and they all seemed very chill, but they did say, make sure you've got water. So I had gone, this is 3 days ago actually, I had gone from shop to shop, and the water is just completely sold out, and there's lots of people, there's people everywhere trying to get water. And by the third shop that I went to, which was actually Target, because someone told me Target sells water, but people don't go to Target for water.
Mm.
So I went to Target and they had just sold out and there were a lot of people very upset. Now here, in Target stores and in supermarkets, they have bathrooms, toilets, inside. So someone had gone to the bathroom, left their water in the trolley, and someone had stolen it out of the trolley. So this lady was yelling at the security guard, getting very upset that someone stole her water, and people were coming in trying to get water, and they were saying they're sold out, and people were getting very stressed. So I did third shop, okay? Third job I'd gone to.
Yeah.
I did have a moment where I thought, oh my goodness, the world must be ending. And I did buy all of the cold single waters from the fridge at the front, which were very expensive, but no one was buying them. But they were the only waters left. And I thought, I'm just going to get them all. And apparently that was a rookie hurricane mistake because they were going to get more waters the next day. Anyway, that was a lesson learned. And they were so expensive because they were cold in the fridge, and now they're not cold. They're sitting in our kitchen floor. Rookie mistake, but we do have lots of waters now. We have some torches. We have canned food. We have all the things they've told us to stock up on. But they have said to expect to lose power for 3 to 4 days, and it's very hot here. So I'm actually more thinking of the grumpy babies that I'm going to have because they have to have cold baths and possibly no baths. And they're going to be really hot. So anyway.
That's true.
We'll deal with it as it comes.
So speaking of the babies, how are the kids feeling? Are they a little nervous, a little anxious?
Our older two, the babies, you know, it's probably too little to know what's going on, but our older two, I have actually intentionally not put the news on because it is on every station and it's very, you know, the weather people have their jackets off and their sleeves rolled up. It's very dramatic. And you know, there's obviously now a lot of footage coming in from the Bahamas, so which is very close to us. It's just, you know, it's on its way to us. I've just been getting the updates on my phone because especially our 8-year-old, Jeremiah, he was getting pretty stressed with, you know, because they've closed the schools, most churches were closed on the weekend as people prepare. And I have been quite intentional just to keep him calm told him it's just like a really bad storm. But the house that we're renting is, you know, it's a solid home. They're in this area that we're in. They're all built to what they call hurricane code. So although we don't have shutters on the windows, it's solid. Like I don't feel like the roof's going to flow off.
Okay, that's good. So what can we pray for you guys, Em?
Oh, look, just that everyone would be safe, that Dorian would find somewhere else to go out into the ocean where nobody is and dissipate. And look, to be honest, Bahamas is really the priority because their houses are not built strong and they've just experienced mass devastation really just in the last 6 hours. So, they've had a really rough ride. So we're not... Wherever it lands, just that people would be safe.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. And then your landlord comes to the party with those screws before the next one comes along.
I know, right?
Seriously. I know. All right.
They just don't want to spend the money. So anyway, that's a whole other fiasco. We could do a whole chat about that.
We could swap stories about renting, let me tell you. Anyway.
I know.
Thank you, Emma. So good to talk to you. I'm sure everyone's glad to hear that you guys are safe and you've got a really great house that's built to hurricane standards. So we're comforted to hear that and we'll keep you in our prayers. Thanks, Em.
Thanks.
That's Emma Mullings in Miami. And keep her in your prayers. Find out more about them and what they're doing over there at their website, c3historymakers.com. You can also follow Emma's story on Instagram if you want to know how she's going.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.